Paul Rumnuck will have the call of the game tonight from Tampa. The Leafs and Lightning will get at it. Puck drops at 7:30 p.m. Paul Rumnuck joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Good morning, Mr. Rumnuck.
Good morning, Mr. Blair. How are you?
Good, thank you. Biggest game of the year for the Leafs?
The biggest game until the next biggest game.
That's right. Until Boston.
Yeah. But it is. I mean, that's the magical thing about this time of the year. And to your point, it's great to have a dog in the fight, and that's exactly the case. I mean, the game last week was a really, really big game, and the one in Florida was big. This is probably the biggest, though, because I think if they stumble against Tampa, you don't want to say they're out of it, but it's certainly it's going to make things a lot tougher. So, yeah, it's the biggest game of the year. I don't think you're being over the top on that at all.
What do you expect to see from this team out of the gate?
Well, that's a good question. What I didn't see the other night, I thought they were going to get off to a much better start against Florida because, again, you know, the gravity of the situation, the importance of the games on this trip, and they came out and they were terrible out of the gate. And I think anybody in that dressing room or the coach would, and they did admit that. So, I mean, optimistically, I would say they're going to come out with a lot more jump, and it's going to be a good crowd tonight. A lot of Leaf supporters. Being at the airport and on the flight coming down, a ton of people going to the game, coming down here, having it coincide with their March break. But to answer your question, I think they'll come out with a lot more jump. But I would think something they'll want to be wary of is, you know, coming out and playing a little bit too much with the legs and not enough with the head.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other side, you know, you're going to look for, you know, Tampa is a team. They're not a freewheeling John Cooper offensive lightning strike team anymore. They're a team that is, particularly with the absence of Steve Stamkos, have become much more defensively oriented. And so they're going to play controlled as well. So, I mean, what you might see here, to use the old analogy, Jeff, is a couple of prize fighters coming out and sizing one another up for the first little while and seeing what weaknesses they can exploit. That's what I'd look for.
You know, Paul, we've talked in the past a little bit about Mitch Marner and Austin Matthews being put together, and we've seen Mike Babcock do that. Usually it's in games where the team needs a kickstart or something just isn't going right, and it's essentially, I mean, I kind of half jokingly refer to it as Mike Babcock's nuclear option. Doug McClain was on the starting lineup with Brady and Price yesterday, and he was making the point that, you know, perhaps if you're Mike Babcock and you realize your team, whether or not you think your team, deep down, your team is good enough to make the playoffs or good enough to go on the run. The fact is, here you are, March 16th, you've got a playoff spot in your grasp. Maybe you ought to start playing Marner and Matthews together more and see if it works. What we saw yesterday in practice was a complete mix-up of the team's defense pairings, which, you know, I don't know, maybe it's an indication that Mike Babcock is getting ready to mix things up even further. But do you think we'll see that even as early as tonight, that we could see Marner and Matthews together?
Well, I mean, I'm not entirely... I mean, the situation I liken it to, a good analogy is Taves and Kane in Chicago. When Joel Quenneville wants some offensive jump, he'll throw those two together. But he doesn't keep them together all the time. And his reasoning, I think it's been widely documented, is the fact that he would rather spread the wealth. And I think Mike Babcock is in the same situation. You can throw Austin Matthews out there with Mitch Marner, and that's great. But I think that I think the offense as a whole is weakened by that.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's the approach he takes. So I don't think he's going to do that full time for that very reason. I think that you get a great line, and those two obviously have some chemistry together. But again, it's almost the nuclear option, if you will, that Chicago pulls. When Joel Quenneville feels that they really need a kick, he will throw Taves and Kane out there together for a few shifts and try to get things going. And I think that's how Mike Babcock, in fact, I know that's how Mike Babcock has been using Marner and Matthews. So I wouldn't look for them to be a full-time combination. And, I think what he's done this year, I think Marner fits wonderfully on that line with Bozak and Van Riemsdyk. Austin Matthews has done an amazing job as a rookie centerman in the NHL, playing with the guys he's been out there with. You know, Hyman's pretty much a regular. Throw Brown or Nylander in there in the other wing sometimes. But mm-hmm. I wouldn't look for it to be a full-time thing.
Do you expect, in the very least, then, to see these defense pairings that we saw in practice yesterday materialize during the game?
Yeah, I mean, I'm heading over to the skate shortly with my colleague Greg Millen, and we'll see. But yeah, I would expect he's going to mix the defensive pairings up just to try to get some guys out of a funk. I mean, poor Morgan Rielly, I mean, he's better than this.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been having a hard time. And Jay Gardner's better than this, too. And you know, I think Rielly, too, I can't overstate enough the fact that he is playing with a high ankle sprain, would be my guess. They're not going to go public with that, but we all saw the injury. Those injuries are tough to come back from. Morgan Rielly is a skating defenseman. He's a guy that likes to move the puck, and he's challenged to do that the way he would like to do it when he's playing on one sore ankle.
That game against Florida, I think, disappointed a lot of people. Not obviously the result was disappointing, but also just the flatness with which the team came out and played. Now, you know, subsequent to that, of course, social media had at the Leafs for all those, you know, the pictures of them out fishing. And I mean, I kind of did sort of my best to defend the fact that, you know, guys have an off day. They can bloody well do what they want. You know, and I'm actually a bigger fan of making sure my players are out doing something as opposed to sitting around the hotel room overthinking things. But do you think that Mike Babcock was personally just a little disappointed in how the team came out after that off day? You know, I mean, it would almost be human nature, wouldn't it? Even if you've coached for as long as Mike Babcock has, you know, you've kind of, your team had an off day, and yes, it was league mandated, but your team had an off day. You know what, if the team comes back from an off day and isn't that sharp and loses to a team, you kind of maybe shrug your shoulders a bit. But I wonder if deep down Mike Babcock was a little pissed off at sort of the lack of focus he saw from those guys.
Well, I mean, if he, it'd be a little bit like a parent, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to give you the treat. In this case, the off day, which, as you point out, was league mandated. And you'll come back all relaxed, and whoops, forgot the game time was 7:30, and they got off to the terrible start. But I'm sure he was disappointed. But you know, I didn't hear your show yesterday, but I commend you for defending the lunacy on social media, which is what a lot of it is anyway. But you know, the guys had a mandated day off, and as one former NHLer tweeted. What's the big fuss? I mean, back in my day, I'm paraphrasing the tweet, we'd have started drinking at noon and finished up at 9 o'clock at night. So what would you rather have? The guys, this generation of player doesn't do that. So
right.
They were out occupying their time in a fishing trip. I mean, you know, lighten the heck up. It was a day off. That had nothing to do with the poor outing. Now, to address your question, yes, I'm sure Mike Babcock was disappointed. That not even so much, Jeff, I don't think, because it came on the back end of a day off. But I think just because it's a big game. They're all big games right now, and they came out and they laid the proverbial egg. They were flatter than a pancake, and that's going to disappoint any coach, and especially a guy like Mike Babcock, who prides himself in having his teams well-versed, well-researched, and well-prepared going into a game, and you didn't see evidence of any of that against Florida.
Think of Austin Matthews' game recently. Are you concerned at all?
No, not at all. The guy went through, off the top of my head, what was it? It's a 10 or 11 game goalless slump earlier in the season, and he's still, you know, one of the top goal scorers in the league. So, no, not at all. And in particular, I look at what Austin Matthews has done, and like most hockey fans, to break into the best hockey league in the world as a centerman. It can't be stressed enough how difficult that is. Most top centermen, even the best, break into the league and they play off and on or full-time on a wing for a season or two and get eased into the center position. A big reason for that is center is a lot tougher to play in the NHL than it is at any other level, and there's also the component of becoming a competent face-off man. So, number one, what Austin Matthews has done, and with due respect to who he's had on his wings, I mean, he's broken in with rookie players on his wings. So it's not like he's come in and had a couple of veterans or even one veteran to take off some of the pressure. So I'm not worried at all. He's hit a bit of a dry slump. He's still contributing in other ways, and it's a drop in the bucket. It's nothing to be worried about. I certainly wouldn't be.
Mr. Romanuk, we're going to let you scoot. Appreciate you doing this.
Anytime. Always a pleasure. We'll head over to the skate and see what they do with the forward lines. We know the deep pairings will be mixed up, but it's going to be a great one tonight.